Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. Joining me is my co-host, Lucky Peters. Pardon, I got a bit of a cloudy vocal cord this morning due to a bit of a throat infection, but I hope that my voice will be clear here on www.goforgold.lk, hosted by me alongside my co-host, Lucky Peters as well. Cricket, in all honesty, is in a little bit of a slumber, but we've got some interesting news for your listening pleasure. Number one is that the Sri Lanka under 19 team will be touring, the women's team will be touring good old Blighty in the month of April for a three-match series involving the host nation, England as well. And it's a great experience because look, it's pretty chilly in the month of April and in the month of May when they play their games though, but it'll give a great experience for the young Sri Lankan under 19 women to put themselves, you know, on English conditions, which is pretty challenging before the pre-summer. Right, the other upcoming games today are Zimbabwe under 19 will take on South Africa under 19, and this game is being played in the city of Lagos in Nigeria. But don't forget the IPL curtain raiser, the lung opener, Royal Challengers Bangalore against Sunrisers Hyderabad. Play gets underway at 7:30. We are expecting a massive viewership on television, including a great crowd, you know, to watch the game as well. Tomorrow being Sunday, New Zealand women will take on South Africa women in their first ODI. But remember that New Zealand women beat the South Africans in the T20 version comprehensively. And also the West Indian women will play against the Aussie women tomorrow as well in a 50-over game. But the match of the day will be the lung opener for Mumbai Indians against Kolkata Knight Riders, as taking place at the Wankhede Stadium tomorrow. Going to be very interesting. Having said that, there is a little bit of a debate. Some players are pulling out of the IPL for reasons well known to them. Now, I got three names so far, and let me spell it out to you. Ben Duckett has pulled out. Jamie Smith from England has pulled out. And Josh Tung has pulled out. Now, all of them are saying due to the extra workload, their international commitment, so on and so forth. And there is also a talk going around that Nuwan Tushara has failed in his fitness test to represent his franchise, in the IPL. So, because a fitness test is a prerequisite for players to qualify to play in the IPL. So, we'll keep our eyes focused on that as well. Then I had a wonderful phone call, and rightly so. Some cricket fans wanted to know the IPL coaches for the year 2026. So get your pens down. You can jot it down. It'll help. Right, let's start off. RCB, which is Royal Challengers Bangalore, is being coached by Andy Flower. CSK, namely Chennai Super Kings, coached by Stephen Fleming. Remember, Andy Flower of RCB was a former Zimbabwe player. Stephen Fleming also captained New Zealand, the coach. Mumbai Indians being coached by Mahela Jayawardena, the former captain of Sri Lanka. Then Kolkata Knight Riders by Abhishek Nair. Gujarat Titans by Ashish Nehra, the former seam bowler of the national team of India. Rajasthan Royals by Kumar Sangakkara, former wicketkeeper, captain of Sri Lanka. Very successful indeed, not only as a wicketkeeper, but as a captain and also as a coach. Then Punjab Kings have the luxury of Ricky Ponting as their main coach, one of the best going around in the world today. Then Lucknow Super Giants is Justin Langer, the former Aussie coach. Delhi Capitals is being coached by Hemang Badani. And last but not the least, Sunrisers Hyderabad by Daniel Vittori. So I hope you got the list. Of course, tomorrow we'll be doing on our podcast, like I promised earlier, we just don't have the space to do it today, outlook of another franchise team, because we gave you the outlook of Rajasthan Royals coached by Kumar Sangakkara yesterday. So tomorrow, I assure you, we'll have another franchise outlook. Right, I also need to join Shane Dullaver's views on what's happening in the rugby world. Of course, the obvious being the President's Trophy, schools knockout tournament, exciting day, the first of the semi-finals being played between Wesley and Trinity College today at the Royal Rugby Complex. And tomorrow, of course, we do have Royal taking on Isipathana. Let me remind all our listeners that these four teams, or these four schools, are one among the premier teams playing in the A division as well. Trinity College Kandy, let's not forget, were the league champions last year, runners-up of the President's Trophy, and of course, Isipathana were the President's champions of last year, the President's Trophy in the knockouts, but unfortunately couldn't get headway in the league. But now, let me also just give you, before I wind up, the win prediction. I'll just start off only with one team. Trinity versus Wesley. It still remains 62% in favor of Wesley, 38% in favor of Trinity. Trinity to win this game, according to experts, I'm going purely on quote-unquote, is they have to play out of the box to beat Wesley, period. Talking to Shane Dullaver, who was very humble in stating that he would like to see the Trinitians make less errors, because in their last outing against Zaira, they gave away 10 penalties. Ball handling was not up to par, and their defense looked far below par in comparison to how they fared last year. And they do have 13 of their players who are on the field this year, players from last year's league champions team. So what's happening, Trinity, is this big question. Well, that's it from me and Lakith Peters this morning. Thank you for joining us. Look forward to your company again tomorrow, because I will have great news hot off the field for your, not only your listening pleasure, for your records. It's been a couple of records, being a Saturday, being a holiday. Sorry about my voice if I'm sounding a little bit hoarse. I hope you will pardon me. See you again tomorrow at the same time. Meantime, get your headsets on and listen to music that you love.